This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea, great thing to do. All you have to do is dial the phone number, 855-993-7569, which in fact is 855-99-DR-JOY, as somebody has just figured out. And if you should forget that, you could remember 855-99, as I said, DR-JOY, or you go to the website, which is just drjoy.com, no period, no space, and there you'll find the phone number written out for you, so you don't ever have to, you don't even have to carry it around in your wallet if you want, don't want to, although I suppose that means you have to carry around your phone or something. Tom Brady apparently gets a new phone every 4 months. We'll talk more about that later. Millette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm just a little country girl down here in Alabama. And I've never been on an airplane before, and I'm fixing to have to fly to Washington, and I need some help on my nerves.
All right, well, listen.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified.
All right, so let's look. What are you terrified about?
I don't think it's as much about being on the airplane and flying as finding my way around the airport. I think that's the worst.
I was going to say, you could take the dog with you. All right. So
I know.
That'd be good. No. All right. So let's break it down. You're saying you're not really fearful of flying. You're fearful of airports, of being lost in an airport.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's look at that. All right. Well, that's good. That's sure. Okay. So have you ever been, which airport are you flying out of Alabama?
I'm actually going to be flying out of Nashville.
Okay. I've been in a Nashville airport. I really don't remember very much about it. Which airline are you flying?
Southwest.
Okay. What you're going to do, you have access to a computer?
I do.
All right. The first thing you're going to do, and are you flying into Reagan or National?
I'm leaving from Nashville, and I'm actually going to Spokane, Washington. I'm flying to Spokane.
Oh, the other Washington. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right, Spokane. So you're going to the Spokane airport or SeaTac?
I'm going to Nashville, and then we have a stop in San Antonio, Texas,
okay,
which we don't have to change planes there.
Okay.
Then we're going to Las Vegas. That, I think that's the thing that Las Vegas is a very big airport, right? And I'm thinking about getting off there, and I'm thinking.
All right, wait a minute. All right, so the issue is not Nashville.
Okay.
It's Las Vegas, right? All right. This is very good. We're narrowing it down. Okay.
Maybe that's it.
The Las Vegas airport. All right. Now, do you have to change planes in Las Vegas?
Change in planes. I think that's my thing.
Okay. How much time do you have between the time your flight lands in Las Vegas and the time your plane leaves for Spokane?
I think it's an hour. Like, we land there at 1:30, and then I get on the other plane at 2:35, I think is what it said on the agenda.
All right, here's what you can do. First of all, are you doing carry-on or checked luggage?
Well, see, I'm not sure about that because I have never flown.
Let's talk about
it.
Okay. As far as I remember, Southwest has got the first bag free policy, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So, listen, under these circumstances, I would check your bag, and I'll tell you why. You don't have to worry about it then, all right? Because
okay.
If you carry it on, you got to carry it on, you got to get it off. And if there's a tight connection, I'm surprised that they're letting you have only an hour between flights. Usually it's a minimum of two, but I believe you, although you may want to check it. It may be that there's a little bit more time. Are both legs Southwest?
Yes.
Great. All right. The first thing I would do is I would check the Southwest to make sure that they have the first bag free, which I'm almost positive they do. Second of all, I would check my bag because then you don't have to worry about it. And what you want is a little carry-on with anything like your books or your, you know, your iPod or, you know, your cosmetics. If you need any medication, if you take any medication, I'd put that in my carry-on. Because luggage occasionally gets lost, not very likely, and it's, you know, and I wouldn't worry about that. But with a tight connection, I would check my bags. Then what I would do is understand, what I'm going to have you do is do one thing and understand one thing. If you're on Southwest, and you're there will be somebody, there will be an agent at the gate when you land to direct you to your next flight, because it's all, you're all, it's on the same airline. They will also know, so you don't even have to worry about it. They will direct you. All right, and the other thing I would do is I would go online and I would Google Southwest Terminal in Las Vegas, and they will print out a map for you. They will show you a map.
Okay.
There will also be one very likely in your seat back pocket, but you want that before you get on the plane, so I don't want you worrying up until the time they plant you in your seat. So you will go online, and you will go Southwest, and you will find the terminal. Then you probably know what, it may or may not say what gate you're landing at, but you'll have a map that says where you're landing and what the gate numbers are. You can also call Southwest, because even though they change the gates sometimes, you can find out whether or not the flight that gets in from Nashville and leaves for Spokane, whether they are in the same, my guess is they're probably in the same terminal, for the simple reason that most airlines have all of their planes coming out of the same place, just because they can move personnel around easier. Not passengers, but their employees. So check your baggage, get a printout of the terminal, call Southwest and ask them. And you can say, look, I know that sometimes there's a gate change, but are these going to be in the same terminal? Are they going to be in the same arm? Can you tell me where, generally speaking, one lands and the other takes off? But most importantly, there will be somebody at the gate who will meet you. We'll meet all the passengers to direct you to your next flight.
Okay.
All right, and let's do absolute worst case scenario. Let's say that your plane is late and you don't know where you're going. You'll ask somebody. The nice thing about most places in the United States is that they speak English, not with as heavy a southern accent, but you'll be able to understand. They'll be able to understand you. And people are really nice. They will really help you. And because
I'm not from there.
Listen, I was in Alaska once, and I went into a store, and they said, "You're not from here, are you?" And I said, "How'd you know?" They said, "You don't smell like fish." So, people apparently can differentiate people, natives and visitors all the time. So, but the point is, you're going to be fine. You're not fearful about flying. You're not even fearful about airports per se. You're just fearful about getting from one terminal to the other. And my guess is, they will be in the same terminal, which means all you're doing is a gate, which means you're walking, you know, 10 or 15 feet.
Okay. So it won't be that, it's not like this huge place that I'm going to be lost in.
Well, but there's really, it's very difficult to get lost in an airport. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult because they have signs everywhere. They have personnel everywhere. They have helpful people. They have security everywhere. They have cops everywhere. They have TSA people everywhere. So there's always someone to ask. And they have big billboards that say, you know, in the old-fashioned movies where they would show the plane taking off and then they would have those little things that go linky, 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 the little blocks? They don't have those. It's all digital now. Yeah, but it's all digital. But all you have to do is it'll have departures and arrival, and it'll have gate, and it'll have time, and then it will have whether or not it's delayed. So all the you speak English, you read English, your luggage will be checked. You may even have time to get some terribly overpriced airport food. So when are we leaving on this trip?
I'm worried like a month ahead of time. I'm leaving August the 22nd. So.
Well, that's right. Listen, if you get nervous in between, I'll tell you what. Is there anything else? Is this going to be a fun trip? Is it going to be fun at the other end in Spokane?
Oh yeah. Well, my husband is working there, so he's been up there for a month and. Well, I haven't seen him, so yeah, it's going to be fun.
If you have any other questions, I'll put you on hold, and you can ask him. If not, between now and August 24th, you can call me back. But check your luggage, print out, or just look at a map and call Southwest, 855-993. 7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, around here, it is disgustingly hot. I actually had to run an errand early this morning. And admittedly, I am not a huge fan of hot weather. And it's been hot here for a couple of days. We had really that kind of perfect summer weather for a while. And I suppose we shouldn't complain. And because we had such a crummy winter, was so cold for so long, everybody's saying, if you say anything about the heat, they say, oh, well, would you rather it was cold? And my response is, yeah, it is. But and I actually had a friend who called this morning. He said, oh, I'm going to go out running for 4 miles. I said, you're out of your mind. This is not the kind of weather that you do that. That heat stroke is one of the major causes of death worldwide. And this is just not the kind of weather that you should be exercising in unless you can be inside. Obviously, if you're in air conditioning, it doesn't make any difference. But dehydration is a serious issue. And as I said, we should all dress like Lawrence of Arabia with our head covered and loose, light-covered clothing, which, of course, none of us do. But, you know, and I would view myself as in moderately good shape. And I did exercise yesterday, and I'm careful about what I eat, and I'm, you know, knock on wood, pretty healthy. But I was having a hard time breathing today. It is so hot and so humid and just even moving. So if you're an exercise person, I won't say fanatic or nut, think about not either going out early in the morning or after the sun goes down. It's just too hot to be out in the middle of the day. Right? And people who live in tropical climates, if you notice, siesta is there for a reason. People are not out in this kind of heat. It's just not good for you. It's just not good for your body. And adding to that is it's National Lasagna Day, which I think is completely misplaced. I think the idea of eating lasagna when it's 100 degrees is just plain nuts, even though I love lasagna. And Chicken Wing Day, I don't know. Think about the poor chicken. All right, so my comment about crack is as good a word as any, about Tom Brady's cell phone. Did you see the paper today that the league is upholding his suspension, his 4-game suspension? Yeah. The reason they're doing it is it turns out that he trashed his cell phone, and they had already subpoenaed his cell phone, and he trashed it. And apparently they've known that for quite some time, and it just came out today. And so that's the reason they upheld it, is that they felt he was withholding evidence. And they said there were 10,000 texts on it. That's a lot of text.
Yeah.
And it may be just as much so Giselle doesn't see it as anything else, but that's just speculation on my part. But his explanation was that he and Giselle were famous, and therefore he was always trashing cell phones. And when he got a new cell phone, he always trashed it because there was information on it. Do you buy that?
I don't know. I mean, here's my thing, though. What's probably going to happen, this is probably going to go to federal court.
Yeah.
It's sounding like. So he's going to end up, which is going to federal court, that's going to delay the suspension for right now. So he's actually probably not, if this thing does go to federal court, he's not going to serve the suspension until they get that thing figured out, you know, after the whole federal court thing. So. But it's...
You think it's just a delaying tactic?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's gonna fight this tooth and nail, you know, all the way down to the very end. I just, you know, I mean, you and I already have our own opinions about Roger Goodell. I mean,
well, too, what my thought was this morning, which was kind of snotty on my part. Mine is. That the league will go after soft balls but not hard mauls, because I think Goodell had to take some stance on something because he got so nailed on the domestic violence stuff.
Right.
And so he decided, well, I mean, so that was my little sort of, you know, let's go for soft balls rather than, you know, we go for balls rather than mauls.
Yeah.
Because beating didn't seem to me to be, to sort of rhyme with anything. Yeah, I don't know. I think this one's going to be hard to prove, and that's the issue, I suppose, as much as anything else. But I think they're going to nail him on withholding evidence. I think that they've got a good shot at that. It's kind of like the Martha. It's like a lot of situations, right? Al Capone went to prison for tax evasion, right? That Martha Stewart went because she didn't go for insider trading. She went for lying to the feds for perjury. So, I mean, you know, I think sometimes you can lose sight of the goal here, which is presumably to minimize damage. And I think what's going to happen, it's going to be impossible, I think, to prove what he knew or didn't know about the balls. But I think it's not the fact that he destroyed evidence is I think that's going to nail him.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like the you go back to the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing where, you know, he, Bill Clinton got impeached for lying to the grand jury, not for cheating on Hillary.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think you can get, that's what I mean. I think you lose sight of, sometimes I think you just have to say, oops, you know, my bad, and just kind of, I mean, a four-game suspension is not the end of the world. And, I mean, he has the possibility of coming back looking, you know, saying, look, I took my punishment like a man, and I still, you know, I'm a, it's a great team, I'm a great quarterback. You know, although I don't know what that means for, like, Hall of Fame and stuff like that.
Well, it won't hurt his Hall of Fame status. I mean, he's got enough equity built up in his career. And
well, just think Pete Rose, although Pete Rose, betting on your team is probably a significantly different kind of event.
Yeah. Well,
but I think this is going to be viewed as cheating is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's
I don't know.
To me, it's kind of, it's to me, it's like a speeding ticket. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Well, you know, it's what we were talking about last week about, you know, the idea of if to be heroic, two things have to happen in addition to whatever you did. Whatever the deed that is the focus, which is it has to be publicized for people to know. And second of all, you have to be likable. Because people who aren't likable, I think, are just not viewed as heroes. Their behavior may be viewed as heroic. But if people don't like you, then, and I think that the opposite is also true, if people do like you, then they're willing to forgive a lot.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're really a nation. I mean, I suppose it's both the best and the worst of us, that we're sort of little puppy dogs, all of us, is that if we like people, we vote for them, independent of what their politics are, you know, what they're really saying. And if we don't like them, independent of what their politics are, then we vote against them. And there have been some really smart, honest people who've run for various office, but they just haven't been likable. Either they haven't been attractive, or they haven't known how to press the flesh. And we vote the people that we like, which is of course the wrong criteria. But nevertheless, it's what we do as a nation. I don't know that other nations do it quite as much. I suppose everybody does to a certain extent. But popularity seems to me to be more important to Americans than any other group. That if we like you, you know, we'll forgive your sins, we'll elect you to office, we'll decorate you, we'll reward you. And if we don't, you know, Molly bar the door. So we'll see. And I think he's likable. So, at any rate, I thought, I'll tell you what's going on in history. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to weigh in on Tom Brady, you can. I know it's a little far afield from what we do. It's sports, but I suppose sports in some ways are psychological. And this, I, as you can hear, I think this is really a psychological issue as much as anything else. 855, of course, I think lots of things are psychological issues. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Glenn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. I heard the woman who called earlier about the concerns about flying, you know?
Right.
All right, yeah, well, first of all, on Southwest, actually, you get two checked bags for free and one carry-on.
So that's really
good. Yeah. Two checked bags. Just I fly them quite a lot. Of course, the real problem going into Spokane isn't so much the transfers and that sort of thing. The problem is those sudden and frequent altitude drops due to
Glenn, darling. I know, Glenn, darling. First of all, let's not scare the living daylights out of her. Number one,
I know.
Thank you, and I'm sure people who love flying are just laughing themselves silly. Glenn, I know. I've flown into Spokane, and I know. But she's not worried. Number one, about flying. She's not worried about turbulence.
No.
She's worried about the transfer in Las Vegas. So Glenn,
yes,
we are not going to add. We are not going to add to her sense of anxiety, are we, Glenn? We're going to agree that we're going to do
no.
Okay.
We'll have a wonderful time, and Southwest is a wonderful airline because the people are all very, very friendly and happy, and it's that's why Southwest all the time. Incident free and they're on time and she'll have a wonderful experience, I'm sure.
Well done, Glenn. Well done. Now, did you call for something else other than to scare the living daylights out of Millette?
Well, I'd like to kick around the deflated ball thing for a minute, if I may.
Kick it around, absolutely. Give it a little side toe smack.
There are several different issues here. Number one, you know, the crucifixion of someone. You mentioned Mr. Hustle, the Pete Rose thing. You know, I was always very, you know, like offended that they prevented the guy from being in the Hall of Fame, you know, after all his achievement. They could have just as easily put him in the Hall of Fame, but put like a little cautionary diorama about sports ethics in there. Would it be a perfect thing? And the same thing here with Brady, you know, like slap him on the wrist or whatever. But how much of the taxpayers' money have to go to all this courtroom activity and everything over this, you know? It's and so it's just crazy. And then on top of that, you know, we're always have this situation of suddenly all these sports organizations, Major League Football, NBA, everybody, MLB, everybody's involved in becoming ethical arbiters of our society at large. It's like, you guys play sports. You play sports. Let the ethics people handle the ethics. Stop trying to be arbiters of the cultural.
Well, okay, but
yeah.
Wait. But let me just make a counter-argument, and I really don't want to turn this program into the fan, but here's the deal.
Okay.
That if we put sports heroes on cereal boxes and they endorse things and we give them careers and we give them scads of money, and we hold them up, I would argue, as sort of exemplary citizens. We hold them up not only for their athletic prowess, but because and look, Major League Football and baseball and basketball, I'll get into this, because any place you go, there are posters with the flavor of the week, being in a children's hospital or playing in the Special Olympics. So it's not... I think that certainly professional athletes benefit from being held up as appropriate role models. So I think that they are. I think any public figure, to a certain extent, is held to a slightly different and legitimately so.
Yeah, it's been around forever. So, when it comes to like forming the, you know, especially the values of children and stuff, okay, yeah, we want to make sure these people, okay, so they aren't going to be paragons of virtue, but at least decent, you know, at least maybe decent jokes.
Well, but I think we do expect them, perhaps unrealistically, to be paragons of virtue. And I think you're right. I think you're right. There is an exaggeration, as opposed, and, you know, I spend half my professional life saying to people, they're not good people and bad people. There are people who do stupid things and people who do good things. And basically, most of us are capable of both kinds of behavior. And what we need to do to be able to be responsible for our behavior is understand those impulses. So,
isn't it somewhat avoidant? I mean, historically, the dichotomy is sometimes the dichotomy is between good and evil, not good and stupid.
Well,
you're avoidant of the term.
No. I'm not arguing that there aren't bad acts, but I'm just saying that there are, you know, that everybody's capable of doing. And look, some things that are construed as evil are not so much evil. I'll give you an example of it. And this was an actual caller whose family, her sister, I believe, was killed in a car because a 15-year-old dropped a cinder block off an overpass. And she was killed.
Oh, my.
And she called me, she called me because the kid was coming out. He'd been in prison for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years and was now coming out for parole. And they asked the family to testify, and she didn't know what to do. And I said, yeah. So now the question is, and as far as I'm concerned, that was the question that she really had to wrestle with in theory. I mean, the parole board is the one who has the final jurisdiction, and having done some research about parole, I know that they're fairly limited in really what their choices are. But nevertheless, I said, I think you have to differentiate between stupid and evil. And, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that, but then, you know, maybe talk to the kid, find out if he had any priors, see how he did in school. Because I think there are, just as I think there are some truly saintly people, but I don't think there are very many of them. I think there are probably truly evil people, but I don't think there are very many of those either. So everybody else falls basically within a couple of standard deviations of whatever we call average or normal. And so the question is, that she had to face, was it just stupid? Because a 15-year-old is really not known for foresight, for planning, for thinking about consequence. They just do dumb stuff. And I think all of us are capable of doing dumb stuff, and sometimes the dumb stuff turns out very badly. Now, the question is it stupid or evil? And to a certain extent, the law doesn't differentiate. No, and I'm not sure it should. I think that to a certain extent you have to be responsible for not your motive but your behavior, especially with the end result. So, but what I'm saying is that, and getting back to your point, that I do think public figures have a slightly different. For example, I have a morals paragraph in any contract I've signed that says that they could file me for moral turpitude, whatever that means. And nobody's quite sure. But the idea being...
I don't know, but you're probably skirting it pretty close.
At this moment, probably not. but thank you for the inspiration. But the point being that I think because I get some of the benefits of being a public figure, then I have some of the responsibilities. And I think with sports figures, that's true as well. And I think as citizens, we should probably realize that because somebody can kick a football or throw a punch or sink a basket doesn't necessarily mean they're a good person. It doesn't mean they're a bad person either. But we don't do that. We sort of vilified Muhammad Ali for his stance, which we thought was immoral about the war, even though in retrospect a lot of people agree with him. With Tom Brady, I mean, the good news, I guess, about it is that the offense in heavy italics has to do specifically with his behavior on the football field. And to me, that seems something that it's okay to hold him responsible for that. So, in fact, going to federal court is really his option at this moment, because it could stop now if he was willing to take the 4-game suspension, which it sounds like he's not willing to do. So, of course, if you have But you hear my point is that I think a couple of things. First of all, that we as Americans fall in love with the idea of likability. We really do. We elect people to it. We honor people because of it. We buy tickets to theater and movies that people are in. And the discrepancy between who they appear to be and who they are is quite often fairly major. But as long as they can keep that hidden from us, they can remain popular. And if we don't like somebody, it doesn't make any difference how talented they are. We're not willing to go the mile with them. And I think it's both the charm of our national character and the limitation of our national character. But I think this is one of those times where it's playing out.
Yeah, interesting. But I don't normally call in, but I'm typically a news junkie apocalyptic, so I'll go find something apocalyptic to worry about. Thank you so much.
Yeah, be my guest. All right, I can tell you an apocalyptic. I can tell you a movie that truly is the apocalypse, or just Vacation. Don't bother. I'll review it tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, I'll have to listen in for that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I'm willing to lose a listener on the basis of I like the apocalyptic radio and you're not apocalyptic. So, you know, I can accept that. You know, I'm going to lose a listener on the basis of the fact that I'm not apocalyptic. I can live with it. I know, I'm the ultimate goody two-shoes. The sun will come out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, if I can help you keep cool or answer some questions or deal through... Actually, I did want to take a moment and talk a little bit about Millette's call, who called up and said she was fearful about flying. And it turns out she wasn't fearful about flying at all. That being on the plane didn't bother her at all. And so it turned out, she said, well, I'm worried about getting lost in the airport. So we looked at, and it turns out she wasn't really worried about getting lost in the airport. She was worried about getting lost in the Las Vegas airport because she thought it was kind of big. But the point being that if we just if she'd just taken her own sentence at face value, or if I'd just taken her own sentence at face value, we would have been off on completely the wrong tangent. So, and the reason I point that out is when you're trying to dissect your own emotions, especially when it's fear or anger or anything else, see if you can hear me whispering on your shoulder, be specific, and just go through the possibilities. Because obviously, if she just accepted, there was really fear of flying, we would have talked about square breathing, or buying a magazine, or sitting on the aisle, or visualizing herself in a relaxed situation, or taking a fear of flying course, and all of that would have been completely extraneous. It had nothing really to do with what the real problem was. So don't allow yourself to get bamboozled by your own abstractions, all right? Make yourself be specific, because it'll give you a much clearer path to not only the problem, but if you have a clear path to the problem, then you have a much clearer path to the solution. If you've misconstrued the problem, it doesn't make any difference what the solution is to the misconstrued problem, right? Because misconstrued, it's not where you want to be. All righty. Today in history, you can tell, I was going to say it's close to the end of the fiscal year, but that's not true. The end of the fiscal year is the end of June, the beginning of July, and this is the end of July, the beginning of August. So I don't know why all these things came to be, but they were. You'll hear all the things that really started on this day in history. In 1858, the United States and Japan signed the Harris Treaty. In 1914, the Cape Cod Canal opened. In 1948, the 14th Olympiad began after a hiatus of 12 years caused by World War II. It was the first Summer Olympics to be held since the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin. Remember those, Jesse Owen? And they were in London. In 1957, the International Atomic Energy Agency was established. I mean, you can hear, I'm not sure why this particular day was so remarkable for so many things begun. In 1958, Eisenhower signed into law the National Aeronautics and Space Act, dun, 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 which created the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. So, I mean, think about it. NASA is, only 57 years old. Seems older than that, don't you think? It seems like it's always been around. I suppose if you're younger than 57, it has. In 1959, the Congress elections in Hawaii, I think, as a state, the first United States Congress elections in Hawaii as a state of the union. Okay, so it was the first elections, which, if you look at Hawaiian history, is a little more complicated than we think it is. It's one of those things that that you have to delve into a little bit more than the kind of abstractions that the history books present. In 1981, 700 million people, that's almost 750 million people, which is what, 20% of the world's population, watched the wedding of Charles, Prince of Wales, and Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Now, Manny, did you watch that? Let's see, that was 34 years ago. So did you watch that? No. I got up, I think it was in the middle of the night or something, to watch it. And she was all sweaty. Her hair got all, and she had this kind of poofy thing on. But I remember watching that, and it was very cool.
I never watched it.
Do you watch things like that?
Not really.
I think it's more a girl thing than a guy thing. But,
yeah.
I mean, 700 million people. Although, look, there are only 2 billion people or 2 billion women, right, on the face of the earth. So that means basically probably at least half the women on the face of the earth who were over the age of 5 watch that.
Yeah.
And a sort of congruent story, which is, Manny, if you put something, send it to me. Is it on Facebook or is it on our page as well or not? Not necessarily, huh?
Well, I think it kind of depends. I mean,
okay, this one I suspect you didn't put up, which was an 89-year-old grandma was a bridesmaid.
I did put that one on back.
Did you put that up?
Yes.
And it described her as gorgeous. And one of the pictures, she really does look very attractive. But it's one of the rules of life, I guess, which is that beware of gorgeous bridesmaids, because you really want the day to be focused on the bride, right? It's her day, which maybe not any time after that and not any time before that, but it really is the bride's day, the groom's responsibility. Manny, I'm telling you this for future reference. The groom's responsibility is to show up with his shoe shine and not throw up and not be hungover.
Well, I've been married,
show up on time.
I've been married once already, so yeah.
So you know that.
I already know the drill.
Yeah, it's her day. You're just supposed to stand up and not embarrass yourself.
Yep.
And say I do.
And
loudly,
yep,
and proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And be somewhat of a dancer, you know, even if it's only for one dance. So the idea being that having an 89-year-old bridesmaid probably is not the smartest thing to do, but it's a sweet story. I could see myself being an 89-year-old bridesmaid. I actually got to, although I have a while to go, thank you very much.
I was just going to say, we got a ways away to even
a while,
that, right?
Quite a while, yeah. And but I was, one of the stations I worked for had a bridal fair a couple of years ago. And I got to be the mother of the bride. So it was a fashion show, and I got to be the mother of the bride in one, and I got to be the bride in the other. And I chose a two-piece outfit and flashed my abs and threw the bouquet into the audience. It is not a good idea to have me do things like that, because it's not really my favorite thing to do. And so what I tend to do is do a little acting out. It's the morals clause in my contract. So there you go. Alrighty, I've got theater to review for you today. There's a little bit of theater. Make sure you listen tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you about the movies that are opening this weekend. And there's one really good one, and there's one really bad one, and you may not be able to differentiate which is which, although you might be able to guess. But this way, I'll take the guessing out of it, so you don't make a tragic mistake with your hard-earned shekels at the movie theater, and also what to take your kids to and what not to take your kids to. Because that's getting to be more and more of an issue. Because some movies that, in theory, are for kids are not for kids at all. And not only are they inappropriate in terms of language, but they're genuinely scary in some of them. So, and we don't want that. All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, calling at the beginning of an hour is the shortest way and the longest time with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.